السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. نحمده ونصلي ونسلم على رسوله الكريم، أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قل أطيعوا الله وأطيعوا الرسول، صدق الله العظيم. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي امري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقهوا قولي. سبحانك لا علم لنا الا ما علمتنا انك انت العليم الحكيم. اللهم انفعنا بما علمتنا وعلمنا ما ينفعنا وزدنا علما. ان الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي، يا ايها الذين امنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه وأتباعه وأزواجه وذرياته. Once our beloved Rasul صلى الله عليه وسلم was sat with a few of his companions and a glass of water or a drink was presented to our beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. After consuming from this glass, Sayyiduna Umar bin Khattab radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, who was also present in this gathering, he realized that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will now present and serve this glass to that person who is sat on his right hand side. And the reason for this is that it is preferable, we learn from the teachings of our beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that whenever we do anything which is meritorious, anything which is praiseworthy, then we should always begin with the right. So even when it comes to serving any food or any drink, the mustahab and the preferable method is that we first serve it to that person who is on our right. So the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was sitting and the companions were sat around the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So there were two options. One is Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gives it to that person who is on his right. And the other option is Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gives it to that person who is on his left. So being the preferable method, the preferable method is that we give it to that person who is on the right. So Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu knew that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will give it to that person who is sat on the right. And it so happened that the person who was sat on the right was a Bedouin companion of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, a villager. And on the left of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was Sayyiduna Abu Bakr Siddiq radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. And Umar radiyallahu ta'ala anhu had great love and honor and reverence for Abu Bakr radiyallahu anhu, because Abu Bakr radiyallahu ta'ala anhu was the most virtuous from all the companions. Without any doubt, it is our belief regarding Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu, our belief is that he is afdalun nasi ba'dal anbiya. After all the prophets, the most virtuous human to set foot on the face of this earth is Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu. And Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, knowing this, Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu had great respect for Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu. Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu had many virtues. And a person who is extremely honorable, extremely virtuous, then he will also be extremely humble. Humbleness and a person who is virtuous, these go hand in hand. So Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he was extremely humble. How humble was Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu? That despite the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam giving many indications that after my demise, the next leader will be Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, the Khalifatul Muslimin, the leader of the Muslims, after my demise will be Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu. When we study the seerah, we find many indications. Once a woman, she came to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam and asked him a question. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam replied that I will inform you of the answer tomorrow. So this woman, she said that, what if I do not find you tomorrow? So upon this, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam said that if you do not find me tomorrow, then go to Abu Bakr. In other words, after me, the next person in charge is Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu. And from all the tasks which were placed upon the shoulders, all the responsibilities which were placed upon the shoulders of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, one was the responsibility of leading the Muslims in salah. This is why when we study the seerah, we find that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he led all of the salah except for two during his healthy days when he was not sick. So right from the time when salah became compulsory until the final 3-4 days of his life, all of those salah Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam led besides two salah. One was led by Abdul Rahman bin Auf radiallahu anhu, and the other by Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu. And these incidents we will discuss on another occasion. But besides this, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam led every single salah. When it came to the final few days of his life, the final 17 salah, so the Thursdays, Isha salah, and thereafter 5 salah on Friday, 5 on Saturday, and 5 on Sunday, and then the Fajr salah on Monday. So this is a total of 17 salah. These were the last 17 salah during the time of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam's life, which he did not lead due to him not now having the strength. He was extremely ill. So on Thursday, he led the Maghrib salah. This was the last salah which he led. And thereafter for Isha salah, on multiple occasions he tried to get up, but he fell unconscious. So on that occasion, he said that Muru Aba Bakrin falyusalli bin nas, that command Abu Bakr that he should lead the people in salah. And these remaining 17 salah, Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu led. Yes, there was one salah on the Sunday, the Zuhr salah, when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, after the salah had begun, he managed to find strength and he came to the masjid. Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu had already begun leading the salah. But as Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam entered the masjid, Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he perceived that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam has entered the masjid. So he took a few steps back. And thereafter the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam went ahead and led this salah, the remainder of that salah. So even here we understand that salah, which was the most important part of the life of any Muslim, when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam handed over this responsibility, he handed over this responsibility to Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu. So Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu, his status was great. But despite of this, look at his humbleness. That after the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, when he left this world, then after delivering the sermon, Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu said to the companions that you should make your leader either Umar radiallahu anhu or Abu Ubaidah bin Jarrah radiallahu anhu. Because this is what a person with humbleness does. He doesn't aspire for leadership. So despite the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam already informing the ummah that Abu Bakr will be your leader, Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu had no desire to be the leader. And he said, either choose Umar or choose Abu Ubaidah bin Jarrah. So Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu stood up, and Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu said to Abu Bakr, that is it possible for any individual to be a leader whilst you are alive? So you will be the leader and we are handing over this leadership to you. So anyway, Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he was sat on the left hand side. And this Bedouin was sat on the right. So Umar radiallahu anhu knew that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam will hand over the drink to the person on the right. So before he could do that, Umar radiallahu anhu spoke out and said that, O Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, give the glass to Abu Bakr. Because this is how much respect he must have had for Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu. When you have so much respect and honor for someone, then you cannot see that another person is given preference. But Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said that, no, al-ayman fal-ayman. O al-aymanun fal-aymanun, that whenever it comes to serving, you serve those who are on the right, thereafter those who are on their right. So this is one lesson which we learn from the life of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, that whenever we do something which is praiseworthy, which is meritorious, which is good, then we should begin with the right. When a person eats, then he should consume with his right hand. When a person drinks, he should have the glass in his right hand. When a person enters the masjid, so when you enter the masjid, we should enter the masjid, our right foot should enter the masjid first, thereafter the left foot. Now again, because we don't have this in our mind, in the initial stages you will have to practice. Otherwise, shaitan will make you do the opposite. But if a person practices, if a person thinks for a few moments that at this moment in time I am entering the masjid, I need to place my right foot in the masjid first and thereafter the left, then through practice a time will come when it will become a habit and it will be very easy. And it makes no difference. It's not that if you enter the masjid with the left foot, then it's going to be easy, and if you enter with the right foot, it requires more sacrifice or more effort. But both are the same. But just that little bit of attention, and a person will, number one, gain the rewards of practicing upon a preferable act. And number two, he will gain all the blessings of practicing upon those teachings of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam which have reached us. So whenever we enter the masjid, we should enter with the right foot. And those things which are regarded as not meritorious, for example, when you leave the masjid. So because leaving the masjid is less in comparison to entering the masjid. So when you will leave the masjid, you will leave with the left foot. So we enter the masjid with the right foot and we leave with the left foot. And when it comes to the lavatory, when you're going to the toilet, so there when you enter, we should enter with the left foot. And when we leave, we should leave with the right foot. According to some scientific research, they suggest that if a person was to die and his right foot was to be in front and his left foot was to be behind. In that condition, let's just say a person is standing and he was to die. This is their research. Allah Ta'ala knows best how true it is. But according to their research, if your right foot is in front and you were to die, then your body will fall forwards. And if your left foot is in front, your body will fall backwards. Now, if we do believe in this, then when we study the way Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam has shown us, that when you enter the masjid, enter with your right foot first. So your right foot is ahead, and if at that time your death has been decreed and you were to die, your body will fall into the masjid and you'll die in the masjid. And if you are leaving and your left foot is in front, then because you will fall back into the masjid and you will die in the masjid. And the same goes for going in the lavatory. that whilst going into the lavatory, we've been taught that enter with the left foot first. So you will fall backwards, so you won't fall into the lavatory, you will fall out of the lavatory. And when you are leaving, then you will leave with the left foot first, so you won't fall back into the lavatory, rather you will fall ahead, out of the lavatory. So look at how the teachings of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam will benefit a person both in this world as well as in the akhirah. So we should keep in this mind. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam has mentioned this regarding everything that we do. A person is combing his hair. So when we are combing our hair, nobody thinks that what is the sunnah here. Whereas you are supposed to comb the right side first, then the left side. When Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam would have a haircut, then he would instruct the barber that first cut the right side of my hair and then the left side of my hair. It's mentioned with regards to one of the students of Atta bin Abi Rabah, who was a normal, he was a barber during that time. So he wasn't an alim, a scholar, an imam, he was just a barber. But he would daily, at night, attend the dars of Atta bin Abi Rabah rahimahullahu ta'ala. So this is when the entire deen came into these people's life. Sometimes we think that deen is something which only the ulama and the students acquire. It's not for us, the normal public. Whereas this is not the correct mindset. The correct mindset should be that regardless of what our career is, regardless of what our occupation is, each person should have some time in his daily routine or in his weekly routine where he goes and sits in the company of an alim where he can learn the deen. So this barber, a great imam of that time, came to him. So the imam sat down. So the barber said to him that it's the days of Hajj and you're not reading Labbaik. Read Labbaik. So the imam began to read Labbaik, Allahumma Labbaik. Thereafter, this imam, without thinking, said to the barber that please start cutting my hair. And he pointed towards the left-hand side without realizing. So the barber said, why are you pointing towards the left of your head? Do you not know that the sunnah and the preferable method is that when you cut your hair, you should cut the right-hand side first? And like this, he informed him of many different things. So finally, this imam was intrigued that this person, he's just a barber. Where did he get all this knowledge from? So on that occasion, he informed him that every day at night, after I finish from this barber shop, I go and attend the dars of Atta bin Abi Rabah rahmatullahi alayhi. And whatever I learn, I practice upon it myself also, and I teach others also. So look, those people, despite being normal people, they had even more knowledge than our students have in this day and age. The reason for this is that they had the correct intention that they wanted to learn and they wanted to practice and they wanted to propagate this to other people. So this is one lesson that we learn, that whatever we do, we should do with the right-hand side. So even in winter, when the weather is cold, few weeks ago also when the weather was cold, I spoke about how our pious, they benefited from the cold weather also. This cold weather reminded them of Jahannam, that in Jahannam there is also a section which is extremely cold. So they would make dua. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has taught us that when it is extremely cold, you should say this dua, La ilaha illallah ma ashadda barda hadhal yawm, Allahumma ajirni min zamhariri Jahannam. That La ilaha illallah, there is no deity besides Allah. Ma ashadda barda hadhal yawm, how cold is it today? Allahumma ajirni min zamhariri Jahannam, O Allah, grant me protection from the cold, bitter section of Jahannam. So in Jahannam, just as you have in the hot section where there is fire, there is also a cold section. And when a person makes this dua, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says to that part of Jahannam that this person has sought protection from you. So you be my witness, I have granted him protection from you. So we will be granted protection from the cold section of Jahannam if you were to make this dua. So when the weather is cold, yes, a person doesn't like it when it's extremely cold, but our elders, they benefited from the cold weather also. Number one, they would make this dua. Number two, when the weather is extremely cold, then a person can perform wudu. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said that when a person performs wudu properly, incomplete, with all the sunan, despite it being difficult for him, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will forgive his previous sins and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will elevate his rank in Jannah. So when the weather is cold, we have the opportunity to gain this virtue also. And one more point to keep in mind, which I wanted to actually speak about today, but the time is up now, is that in the winter, we wear more clothing in comparison to the clothing that you wear in summer. So in summer, you wear less clothing. In summer, you wear more layers. So in winter, we have the opportunity to practice upon this sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam even more. When you wear your vest, first the right hand, then the left hand. Then on top, you will wear your jubba or your shirt. So again, first the right hand, then the left hand. Then on top of this, you wear a jumper or a cardigan. First the right hand, then the left hand. Then on top of this, when you wear your coat, first the right hand, then the left hand. So just by wearing all these layers, look how much reward you are getting. And then when you take it off, then first the left, then the right. For each layer. When it comes to the socks, same thing. First right, then left. When taking off, first left, then right. When wearing your shoes, first right, then left. When taking off, first left, then right. So during the day, you will do this on so many occasions. If a person is going to perform salah 5 times and each time he's going to do wudu, he will have to remove these layers. He will have to do wudu, then he will put these layers back on. When he will enter the house, he will remove the layers. When he leaves the house, he will put these layers back on. So each time, wearing clothes, removing clothes, wearing clothes, removing clothes. In winter, a person can become a multi-millionaire when it comes to the akhirah if he was to just keep this one sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam in mind. So we make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He gives us the ability to keep this in mind. There's no need to become so depressed when the weather is cold. A Muslim, just as he can benefit from the hot weather, he can benefit equally from the cold weather also. We make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He makes this cold weather also a blessing for us, and He grants us the ability to learn with regards to how we can benefit from this cold weather. Wa akhiru da'wana an alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. Please stand up in your places and make the rows. Stand close together, fill in all the empty gaps.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
Brothers are reminded, inshallah, tomorrow after Asr Salah, our weekly Darse Quran will take place. So all brothers are requested to participate. And on the way out, brothers are requested to donate generously towards the running cost of the masjid.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح الله أكبر الله أكبر لا
إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمدًا عبد الله ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون واعتصموا بحبل الله جميعا ولا تفرقوا واذكروا نعمة الله عليكم إذ كنتم أعداء فألف بين قلوبكم فأصبحتم بنعمته إخوانا وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم اتق الله حيثما كنت وأتبع السيئة الحسنة تمحوها وخالق الناس بخلق حسن أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المؤمنين فاستغفروه إنه هو الغفور الرحيم. الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمدا عبد الله ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم أرحم أمتي بأمتي أبو بكر وأشدهم في أمر الله عمر وأصدقهم حياء عثمان وأقضاهم علي وفاطمة سيدة نساء أهل الجنة والحسن والحسين سيدا شباب أهل الجنة وحمزة أسد الله وأسد رسوله رضوان الله تعالى عليهم أجمعين اللهم اغفر للعباس وولده مغفرة ظاهرة وباطنة لا تغادر ذنبا الله الله في أصحابي لا تتخذوهم غرضا من بعدي فمن أحبهم فبحبي أحبهم ومن أبغضهم فببغضي أبغضهم ومن آذاهم فقد آذاني ومن آذاني فقد آذى الله ومن آذى الله فيوشك أن يأخذه اللهم انصر الإسلام والمسلمين اللهم انصر من نصر دين محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم واجعلنا منهم واخذل من خذل دين محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم ولا تجعلنا معهم اللهم احفظ الحرمين الشريفين والمسجد الأقصى المبارك واجعل اللهم آمنة مطمئنة وسائر بلدان المسلمين اللهم انصر إخواننا المسلمين المظلومين في فلسطين اللهم انصرهم ولا تنصر عليهم اللهم ألف بين قلوبهم وأصلح ذات بينهم وانصرهم على عدوك وعدوهم اللهم اشف مرضانا وارحم موتانا اللهم رب ارحمهما كما ربياني صغيرا ربنا هب لنا من أزواجنا وذرياتنا قرة أعين واجعلنا للمتقين إماما ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار عباد الله رحمكم الله إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون فاذكروا الله يذكركم ودعوه يستجب لكم ولذكر الله أكبر والله يعلم ما تصنعون Kindly straighten the rows, stand close together, fill in any empty spaces.
الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله هي على الصلاة هي على الفلاح قد قامت الصلاة قد قامت الصلاة الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
الله أكبر الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين سبح اسم ربك الأعلى الذي خلق فسوى والذي قدر فهدى والذي أخرج المرعى فجعله غثاء أحوى سنقرئك فلا تنسى إلا ما شاء الله إنه يعلم الجهر وما يخفى ونيسرك لليسرى فذكر إن نفعت الذكرى سيذكر من يخشى ويتجنبها الأشقى الذي يصلى النار الكبرى ثم لا يموت فيها ولا يحيا قد أفلح من تزكى وذكر اسم ربه فصلى بل تؤثرون الحياة الدنيا والآخرة خير وأبقى إن هذا لفي الصحف الأولى صحف إبراهيم وموسى الله أكبر سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين هل أتاك حديث الغاشية وجوه يومئذ خاشعة عاملة ناصبة تصلى نارا حامية تسقى من عين آنية ليس لهم طعام إلا من ضريع لا يسمن ولا يغني من جوع وجوه يومئذ ناعمة لسعيها راضية في جنة عالية لا تسمع فيها لاغية فيها عين جارية فيها سرر مرفوعة وأكواب موضوعة ونمارق مصفوفة وزرابي مبثوثة أفلا ينظرون إلى الإبل كيف خلقت وإلى السماء كيف رفعت وإلى الجبال كيف نصبت وإلى الأرض كيف سطحت فذكر إنما أنت مذكر لست عليهم بمسيطر إلا من تولى وكفر فيعذبه الله العذاب الأكبر إن إلينا إيابهم ثم إن علينا حسابهم الله أكبر سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر السلام عليكم ورحمة الله السلام عليكم ورحمة الله الحمد لله رب العالمين والعاقبة للمتقين والصلاة والسلام على ربنا ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن